And we're going to talk about who I think is going to end up in the men's War Games match at Survivor Series as we talk about a couple of matches at Crown Jewel. And I'm going to jump around the Crown Jewel card and just kind of sum it all up into one. Of course, Sami Zayn defeating JD McDonagh on the kickoff. I did not watch this show live, full disclaimer. I watched it afterwards, after it aired. And I'm just getting done now, which is just a little bit after 9 p.m. here on the East Coast. So I did not bother watching the kickoff. I'm sure it was a fine matchup. It's Sami Zayn defeating JD McDonagh. I really don't need to go out of my way to see it, at least right now. And then, of course, we kicked off the main show, which is very surprising, with the World Heavyweight Championship match between Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre. Not sure why this opened the show. Maybe to because of the aftermath with Damian Priest and Sami Zayn. I don't know. Nonetheless, it was an awesome matchup. This was probably maybe my most anticipated match of the show, between this and then Logan Paul and Rey Mysterio. I was very much looking forward to these two matches. And Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins absolutely tearing it up. I am a big Drew McIntyre guy. I've made several videos and had several discussions over the last several months, even before McIntyre's return at SummerSlam, where I wanted to see McIntyre end up. And even though he came out on the losing side of things in this matchup, I'm just very happy to see McIntyre back in that main event fold where he should be, competing for the world championship. And in this loss, you saw the frustration on McIntyre's face, and then they followed that up immediately with that quick backstage segment of McIntyre just sitting there in frustration and Rhea Ripley coming by and just kind of giving him the shrug. So just all the more details being added for McIntyre's inevitable heel turn, which might happen this coming Monday night on Raw. We do only have 3 weeks to finalize, you know, Survivor Series and get that build into high gear. So if McIntyre is going to be on the side of the Judgment Day at War Games, you kind of need to kick that McIntyre heel turn into full gear, I'd say, this Monday night on Raw. But McIntyre and Rollins, great matchup. Rollins, of course, retaining the World Heavyweight Championship as expected. Damian Priest trying to cash in. Sami Zayn putting a stop to that. And then, of course, we saw Damian Priest later in the night against Cody Rhodes, which threw a bunch of shenanigans as expected. Cody Rhodes defeated Damian Priest. Now, with all of these guys lumped up into one, where do I see things heading for the men's War Games matchup just 3 weeks from tonight? Now, of course, we have had several discussions here on the channel talking about the men's War Games matchup. First, I thought it was going to be just a Raw thing. Then in the month of October, I was like, maybe it's going to be more of a interpromotional thing, since we are seeing a little bit of a loose alliance between the Judgment Day and the Bloodline. But I think it's come back down to earth a little bit, for lack of a better term, and sticking to Monday Night Raw. And I do think the Raw crew will be headlining the men's side of the War Games match, where later in this video I'm going to talk about how I think the SmackDown crew for the women will headline the women's War Games match. And even though this lineup for the men's War Games matchup is something we already discussed before we got Crown Jewel, I think Crown Jewel was just all the more solidifying it in, if that makes sense. That being Drew McIntyre, Finn Balor, Damian Priest, Dominic Mysterio, and JD McDonagh taking on the team of the World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins, Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, and I'm going to throw Ricochet on the babyface side, because Ricochet is somebody who Triple H has continued to at least have something to do on Monday Night Raw. I know he's in the four-way to possibly challenge for the Intercontinental title this coming Monday night. I do not see him winning that matchup. I think either Bronson Reed, Ivar, Miz, there's the other three challengers. I think they all have a better chance at winning that match. I really don't see Ricochet in that spot at the current moment. But remember, just a couple of weeks ago, last week, Ricochet and Dominic one-on-one. Ricochet starting to loosely get involved with Judgment Day business. So I do see Ricochet ending up on the babyface side for the War Games matchup. And I think all that's left to do to set up this match is this Monday on Raw. Again, McIntyre turns heel. Maybe one of the Judgment Day members costs Ricochet that four-way. You know, and then again, in the end of the show, McIntyre can be reigning as the newly turned heel Drew McIntyre. Next week on Raw, the babyfaces can align. I would love if they send William Regal out there to do the War Games announcement, which I think is very possible. I think Triple H is going to throw us that bone, and then we're good to go. Then we're off to the races with this all-star lineup. And if this is the case, if this is the War Games match we get, we'll say very happy to see names like JD McDonagh, Dominic Mysterio, and Ricochet in there. Some guys who either maybe have loosely been aligned with the main event or are just starting to get there. Really cool to see some different talent in that big matchup, if this is the men's War Games match that we do get at Survivor Series. But I do believe it will be the matchup again: McIntyre, Balor, Priest, Dominic, and JD McDonagh versus Rollins, Cody, Jey, Sammy, and Ricochet. Signed, sealed, delivered, book it.